This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
I mean, if that doesn't get you in a good mood, it's always a bit of a great mood. I wonder if you're driving along and you were singing along to that. I would have been.
I was bopping along.
I don't drive, but
you know, you're driven.
Just that minor detail, is it? Our next and final guest is with us, and there's no way I'm going to say saving the best last, but I think we might be. Ooh. She's certainly one of the prettiest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sarah Gusset.
Hi. Oh, thunderous applause. I'll never get tired of hearing that.
No, it does. Are you well?
I'm fabulously well, yeah.
Look well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back in Melbourne.
Well, most people don't make an effort when they enter the studio, but you have.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm old school. A bit of a vintage girl, so I've got my Power Clashing ensemble
Love
on
it.
Today.
Thank you. Well, we're going to put up a photo, aren't we?
So yeah, we are. I don't know if the tights are in the photo.
Yeah, well, they could be. now, you've got a gig coming up.
I do.
In fact, it's next week, at Paris Cat.
I'm so excited.
It's a great venue, isn't it?
It's fabulous. So I performed there a couple of years ago, and I'm back here for a couple of months just to kind of reconnect with my family.
Where are you normally? Then?
I'm in New York now.
Wow.
So I moved over 2 years ago.
And what made you want to go? I mean, obviously it's an amazing city, but what made you want to just go to New York to live?
I actually won a scholarship to study at the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts for a semester. I still have to pay it. Can I swear? Kind of.
Well,
an SHIT ton of money.
Yeah,
okay,
we say that all the time. Yeah, that's fine.
Motherfucker. Yes.
Okay. I had to pay a bit of money to go there, but I thought I'll go and come back. And then I thought, let's just move. So my husband and I, we sold our house and our wine business and all my vintage clothes and packed up and left.
You couldn't take the clothes with you.
You're only allowed a certain amount, aren't you? and you needed money, obviously.
I needed money, so I sold them to a couple of vintage shops around here.
Amazing. And what is life like for you in New York?
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Like, it's pretty amazing and stressful and wonderful and
whereabouts are you in
frantic.
New York?
I'm actually living in Harlem,
nowadays, you know, it's incredible, isn't it?
It's wonderful and
that's the melting pot.
It is, and there's so much vibrancy and diversity. And when I first moved to New York, I did get a bit of a culture shock, in a good way, because I just saw all these people connecting together, and it was great. And I mean, you know, piles of rubbish up to my head, but I mean, you know, whatever. Like, it's New York. It's fine.
That's what you do.
Hey, it's pretty fun.
Well, and now we've got to ask. Imagine that nobody knows who you are, and that you haven't got. You know, what sort of music are we looking at with next week? Next week gig.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a bit of a fan of the old stuff, like Judy Garland and Barbara and Liza.
Is it mainly ballads, or will we get a bit of an up tempo?
You're going to get some up tempo stuff. Yes.
I mean, I love a ballad. You know,
I love a good ballad. Actually, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, there are a few ballads, but I think it's going to be a bit of fun. So it's in two parts. It's called "They Say the Neon Lights Are Bright,"
Is it an original George Benson, like on Broadway? Isn't that one?
On
Broadway.
That's kind of where I got the title from, because I came to New York with this dream of being on Broadway, like many have before me, and it's kind of, you know, not happening at all. It's pretty.
No, but how long have you been there?
Over 2 years. I know. And am I allowed
to ask what age you are?
Sure, I'm 33.
Okay.
Thanks.
But you look really young.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. You know, yes, it's a compliment.
Love you.
But if it wasn't true, I wouldn't say.
No, true.
And people are obviously, they're there for years.
For years. I know.
You know.
I know.
But you're smart, obviously, because I think the way to, in between doing that is to do your own cabaret, isn't it?
Yeah. That's how I kind of fell into cabaret in Melbourne, because I wasn't really working. I wasn't really getting auditions. So I wrote The Misadventures of Miss Boozy Rouge, and it was fantastically received and super fun. And I tried to do it in New York, but cabaret is really interesting. podcasting in New York, you kind of have to have a bit of a following to get it off the ground.
Yes.
Because you're competing with people who are on Broadway and Broadway shows. So I'd prefer to go see a Broadway show than pay $45 for a ticket plus two drink minimum spend and you have, you know, and $25 on food, you know. Yeah. That's like a Broadway show. So
I think maybe what about getting together with a lot of other Australians that live over there and doing a night all together might be a good idea.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because there are
David
a lot
Harris
of...
David Harris is over there and, you know, Matthew Robinson is over there.
So many of them. Yeah, it's great. And there's lots of Facebook groups, Aussies in New York, and we try and connect. And I've met some fabulous Australians. I've met one girl who, she's not on Broadway, but she's a composer, and I've actually written a pilot for TV, which is a musical comedy.
Right.
Yes, and it's going to get picked up, and I'm going to get Emmys, and it's going to be fabulous.
There you go.
So I've actually kind of focused more on my writing, which is really cool.
Great.
And I think you kind of have to do that as an artist. You have to do a whole bucket of everything.
Absolutely. You've got to diversify otherwise, and because you never know which one's going to get, you know, snapped up, or you're going to get a bite in any area, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
And it's fun. Like, it's just, absolutely, it's so much fun just to do a whole different barrel of stuff.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Now, you're on, as we mentioned, you're on next week. Ears of the Paris Cat and tickets at, what was it?
Pariscat.com.au.
Oh, it couldn't be easier.
I know.
Couldn't be easier.
It's, I'm really excited, guys.
I bet you are.
And then Miss Boozy Rouge is going to come out a little bit later, and she's my French burlesque alter ego.
On that one, on
still
that night?
Still in the beret?
Yeah, still in the beret. She's going to have a few feathers and sequins, not going to lie.
Obviously.
Hashtag Boozy Rouge.
Good on you.
How would I even spell it? I don't even know.
It's Miss and then Bouzy Rouge.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a train wreck, but she's fun.
The fun people are.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Hope it goes well next week.
Now, can I give two comps away?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, really?
No, this is all the thing that has to be organised in advance.
Oh,
but just knowing that you were willing is
enough. I was willing, guys.
And have you got it? You're obviously on Facebook and all that.
I am. So you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Sarah Gousset.
There you go, which is Gousse.
That's right.
Correct.
Cool.
All right, my love.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Thank you.
All the best.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.